Hello. Welcome to another episode of Channels. We have a special guest with us today, Amina Yasmin, and we're going to be interviewing Kismet Kazumi, which is a beautiful space in downtown Los Angeles. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's me, Jordan Collins, the fourth invader. So can you tell us about the intro or the origins of Kismet Kazumi and just talk to folks who've never heard of it or all of that fun stuff?
Absolutely. So my name is Amina Yasmin. I am the founder of Kismet Kazumi Studio, and it is a creative sanctuary, photo studio, video studio, production studio, home to the Ignition Artist Residency Program. And yeah, we also, we have a multitude of different events that we produce there, including sound baths, day retreats, DJ sets, really anything. And Kismet Kazumi Studio was really a download that came to me after my first, I guess, 2 years in Los Angeles. I opened the studio in February 2023, and it was right after I got a full-time job as a social media manager, visual storyteller of a sneaker brand called Proto Collective. And this was the first time I had had a, I guess, consistent stream of income in a way. I was freelance for 10 years before that. And so it was really exciting. I wouldn't have been able to open the studio had it not been for Proto. And it was just really special because I moved here from Oakland 5 years ago in 2020. And I was really devastated to leave Oakland and the community that I had built there. I was very entrenched in the art community, in the music community, and was just really obsessed with the idea of collaboration, co-creation, all of that good stuff. So I was a part of a art collective called YK La Familia in Oakland. And we ended up wrapping things up as a collective in about, I think it was also 2020. And we had shared a huge artist warehouse in 2020. Sorry, not in 2020. In the prior years, like 2016 to 2018, 2019, we had this huge warehouse. There was about 15 of us sharing this artist warehouse. And that time in my life was just really intrinsic to building my creative network, building my clientele as a photographer, which is, has been my bread and butter for the past 10 years. And yeah, Kismet Kazumi, it really started as wanting to bring that energy back into my life, wanting to have a third space that artists can coexist, co-create, share ideas, bounce their visions off the wall, and make it happen, and also have the network that would help. So that is how Kismet Kazumi was born. We're 3 years in now, and it's been crazy to see how it has grown. It's also up on Peerspace, and so people rent it. I'm like a power host on Peerspace. It's been really amazing, and I'm really happy with it.
Word. Where does the name come from?
Kismet Kazumi Studio. Yeah, so Kismet means destiny, and it means, you know, you're destined to be there. Kazumi is actually an astrological term that means to be at a 0 degree conjunction with the sun. So any planet that is at a 0 conjunction with the sun is Kazumi, which means that if you're at a 0 degree conjunction with the sun, you're essentially in the heart of the sun. You are being purified by the light. And that's what Kismet Kazumi means to me, is that you are destined to be purified by the light, destined to step into the light, destined to be seen and renewed, reborn.
I can definitely see that in terms of, like, because I was, like, doing my research and due diligence, and, you know, you have, like, welcome to the light, step into the light, and, like, that seems like a reoccurring theme. And even just, like, the space itself, it's, like, white, where it's, like, wide open windows and being in downtown. And so, like, even embracing that, where it's like, you know, you have these residencies where people are able to kind of like step into that, which I kind of want to touch on, like, you know, because you have such a wide range of artistry and things that you guys dabble into, like, what, I guess, like, as like a person who, you know, is curating these spaces, but also, like, you know, looking for folks that are doing residencies, like, what do you typically look for, or like, what do you, you know, find yourself gravitating towards in terms of for Kismet and all of that?
I love this question. I think that, yeah, you hit it right on the head with the meaning and how it has that double entendre of the space being, you know, bright and light and airy. And it is, to paint the picture for all you listeners, it is a corner studio. It's about 1,000 square feet. It has floor to ceiling windows on two sides of the walls, which is pretty unheard of. And I manifested it exactly that way. I wanted it to be flooded with light. And it is also the only unit in my building that has epoxied floors that are cream colored.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And
very
so
cool.
The previous owner actually did that herself, which was a huge perk for me because I dreamed of a space like that, you know? And so to be able to have called that in and have it be present in my life in the way that it is has been really amazing. And as far as the artist residency goes and the people that naturally gravitate to the studio, that was also very intentional. I wanted a space for space holders, a space that holds you for once, because as a space holder, space keeper, someone who curates events and, you know, artistry and music and visuals, it was very important for me to feel held by a space and also offer that to my community, because I owe everything to my community. I owe my career to my community. I owe my inspirations and my expansions to my community. And I wanted a space that, like I said, can hold you for once. So the space is really for artists, healers, musicians, painters, writers, really anyone with a creative practice that needs a third space to exist and create from. And that's what Kismet Kazemi Studio is all about. So the artist residency is a culmination of all of those people in the community, and it is an opportunity to invite the community into deepening their practice, whatever their practice is. And that stemmed from my art history past. And when I was in high school, my art teacher, who I had 4 years in a row, was also an art professor at the Academy of Art University in San Francisco. And that, having access to her in the way that I did at such a young age, was intrinsic for my growth as an artist. And it grew me into eventually having an interest in art education because of her and thanks to her. Shout out Ms. George, the best. She was amazing. And she was an art professor at the Academy of Art who taught artists specifically how to become art teachers and art educators.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like I had a really unique opportunity and upbringing and just a unique set of examples in front of me of how impactful creative arts can be. And I really wanted to eventually grow into like an art therapist. And so all of those kind of things had converged for me in this opportunity with the residency. And I'm not sure if you know, but I do teach like art and composition and photo editing with Adobe. And so you'll find tons of tutorials on the Adobe Creative Cloud YouTube channel, where I'm like in my little art teacher bag, you know, I have my little educator hat on. I'm sharing about the philosophy of art and why it's so important to create and how it eventually becomes a form of inner alchemy. Mm-hmm. And so art alchemy is a huge proponent of everything I do. And it's been my own tool for healing and working through different traumas and trials and tribulations. And so to be able to share that in a program, which is the Ignition Residency, and invite artists to deepen their own practice while also sharing the tools in my toolbox, and combining that with offering them a third space to work through their own, you know, creative projects, to also showcase their artwork at the end of the 3-month incubator container program.
Yeah.
It is hugely, like, thanks to Miss George, my high school art teacher, because I'm just so grateful that I can share that part of myself in this format. And the people that are attracted to the residency, it's just so important that they have a desire for growth and have a desire for community, because if not, it's not the right program for them. And so one thing that I'm huge on is specificity in everything I do, especially when I am putting something out for other people to share or learn about. It is all about specificity, because you can put out a general call, like from a marketing perspective, right?
Right.
If I'm trying to sell you some jeans and you hate jean material, you hate denim, you are like, I'm a linen guy, like I don't need to hear about your jeans, like, right. I'm not gonna buy them.
It's not for me.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
So you have to speak exactly to the person that you want to reach in that moment, right? It's like so important to say, if you are an artist or a, you know, healer or a yogi or a singer who needs private space, who needs a third space to create in a sanctuary setting, that you don't have to worry about putting on any kind of facade,
right,
for how you will be experienced. That is who I'm trying to reach, and that's who I speak directly to when it comes to my marketing. So yeah, it's, sorry, I'm totally,
no, like, no, you're,
I'm
like,
going.
You're hitting, like, all the, like, what, like, the thing, the points I'm trying to make too. And, like, no, thank you for all that. Like, I have so many questions. So one thing I am very curious, because, like, obviously, like, you know, because I was actually going to talk about, like, mentorship, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it seems like mentorship is, like, a huge part of, like, this residency in terms of, like, selecting people, and then even, like, checking in and being like, okay, like, cool, like, you have this goal, but, like, how do we, like, make sure it's, like, consistent and, like, in line and vice versa? And so, like, I'm curious, like, as, like, a person who's also gone through that process as a student and having, like, this mentor or mentors in the past, like, how has that influenced, like, your mentorship style and even, I guess, like, teaching style too? Like, how, and, like, how do you, I guess, like, make that as your own? And, like, how have you done that for others? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Cool.
Thank you for that question. I feel like, because something that I have to just say is that if you aren't familiar with P the Fairy, get familiar. Because something she said in a post recently was just so on point. And it was like, the essence of what she said was that you don't have to practice or perform goodness in order to be a leader or in order to be a mentor or XYZ. Because if you perform goodness, then that means you're going to be expected to be good all the time.
Right.
And that has been something I've had to unlearn.
Yeah.
Over many, many years, and learn that it is okay to be an expert and also be a human, and have flaws, and know that I'm going to mess up, and that is part of it, you know? And so my mentorship style is really always, always, always putting the power back in whoever the mentee is or whoever it is that I'm sharing wisdom with, and always remind them that, like, whatever you're gleaning from what I'm saying is the wisdom that already exists within you. I'm just formatting them and providing you with a toolbox that has helped me and could possibly help you. But you are the one that's going to have to put the tools in order and, you know, figure out how each tool works. You know, like, I'll lay them out, I'll tell you a story about them, and then you figure out how they apply to you.
Right.
You know, but it's deeply personal, and it's really just all about listening for me.
Mm-hmm.
So listening and then responding is how I choose to mentor. I have a huge toolbox. Like, I use astrology, I use digital marketing, I use storytelling, I use, you know, creative clarity sessions and personal branding and all of those things. Nothing matters unless you feel like it's authentic. And so everything I do is through that lens of, is this authentic to you? And checking in and seeing what someone might need when, you know, like, I really start with asking about a North Star. Like, what do you want for yourself? What do you see And who are the North Stars that guide you there? Who are the people that you look up to? And what wisdom can we glean from them and how they approach things? So I really consider myself like a creative guide, you know, a steward, if you will, of creative clarity. Yeah. Because my job is to help make your creativity clear. I don't really know how else to say it. I help to chip away at what doesn't need to be there. Process of elimination.
Yeah.
And just bringing it back always to the wisdom and power within that person and the dream of that person. Because when our dreams become aware to us and our goals become aware to us, then we have that clarity at the forefront of our mind. The universe and the world starts to present us with opportunities scientifically that align with that vision, and your world opens up. So for me, the residency program, to tie it all back in, is an opportunity to become aware of your dreams and then take steps towards them.
Hmm.
You know, and I try to treat the experience as an expansion and as an experiment of, like, if you were to pour into your dreams every day,
right,
you know, or for a 3-month period of time where you feel pressured, what is the outcome? What is the possibility if you challenge yourself in that container?
Yeah, like, you know, if you were left to, like, know your own devices, what do you look like within a, I don't say isolated, but more like contained space.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very contained space. They get homework assignments. I give them, the format is they get 22 hours a month in the space on their own. And then they get an hour and a half consultation with me every month as well.
Okay.
And so within that time, you know, we're talking about, okay, what do you want to accomplish in the studio this month? What is it that you're bringing forth? Is it you're inviting your collaborators in and having them, you know, work on music with you? Are you a yoga instructor who's building your practice and you are having your test classes so that you can build your confidence in working with other studios or XYZ, whatever it is, we're incubating your dream. And I've seen those dreams come to fruition and it's been so beautiful. So I'm going to definitely continue to do that. Hopefully Kismet Kazemi can grow into, you know, a full-fledged ecosystem where, you know, we have this residency program and then it transforms into an ecosystem of a art collective or agency where artists can receive those opportunities that they've been preparing themselves for. So my goal is really to create a streamed link ecosystem that artists can exist within and have resources through and opportunities and connect with each other.
Very beautifully said. Okay, I have a question about, because you talked about, you know, like astrology and even just like where the name comes from. You know, as well as like there's like this environment to create a safe space like for art and creativity and like for folks to bloom, there also seems to be an effort towards creating spiritual wellness and flow state. Can you talk about that and how the two relate to each other and even just that, what that relationship looks like and how you cultivate that?
Absolutely. So yes, a wellness focus is definitely a huge part of Kismet Kazemi Studio. And as I mentioned before, art alchemy is a huge part of my belief system as an artist and culture worker, even, you know, like I believe that our collective wellness relies on our ability to be creative and be artistic. I think that that is a huge outlet that we might not have enough of a focus on at this time, especially because we are so often in fight or flight. We're so often left with unregulated nervous systems. And if we don't have an outlet to transform that energy, we're left in a frozen state, right? And so play is the highest form of intelligence. Mm. And I consider all things creative to be play. So if play is in, you know, arts and crafts and music circles and, you know, movement practices, free-flowing dance, XYZ, I want to make sure that there's always somewhere for the community to go to play.
It's important to play.
Yeah, so we have a recurring event called Flow Space, actually, which is to activate the flow state. Perfect. And, you know, we have yoga, sound healing, journaling, and then we leave out like arts and crafts materials, so painting supplies, colored pencils. We also do open studios where artists can come and, you know, shoot their photos, or they can, you know, again, with the arts and crafts materials, they can play with that. Sometimes we'll have like an artist talk or like a live music set, or, you know, just a sound bath. But ultimately, even with, you know, the more woo-woo traditionally known wellness stuff, like sound baths and yoga and movement, that is so that you can be held. Like, that also speaks to our inner child of like, how does my inner child feel today? Like, that's who I'm trying to reach with those wellness events, because our inner child is the one driving the whole ship. So,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, if our inner child is feeling like frozen where they are, they can't move forward on any of the big vision things that they want to see happen in their life.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. I think that through solfeggio frequencies and like binaural beats, like I've learned to regulate my own nervous system, and like mantras and chanting and just music that is healing and uplifting makes me feel calm, makes me feel safe. That's how I want everyone to feel when they walk into Kismet Kazemi, you know? And I think that the community that we're building is a huge part of that. And I'm really glad. I feel like I also just see so much of that happening around the city.
Yeah.
And that having such a huge emphasis on how important that is for our community. And so whether they get it at Kismet or anywhere else, I'm just happy it's happening.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I feel like art and spirituality, and even like going into like this intimate space, like, and, you know, you talked about stepping into the light and like confronting all of these different things. And, you know, a lot of like with stepping into light also like comes like, you know, shadow work and going into like really, really like intimate spaces. And even like, I imagine like as a mentor, a lot of it too is like, you know, if you have folks that are wanting to talk about intimate work or going deep into that, you kind of being a guide into those intimate spaces. And I guess like kind of like filtering through like the muck of that to like get to like the root of things. Like that's what it seems like the goal is. And I guess, like, can you speak on, like, maybe even, like, the challenges of, like, that, of, like, okay, like, we got to go to this place, or even just, like, even just challenges of, like, day-to-day running a space, or booking, or shows, or just literal, you know, whatever, admin stuff, and then how do you, like, move forward through that, and keep going? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Kismet is my great expander, and I have so many expanders in my life that showed me how possible this route is and kind of invited me into my own greatness with stepping into that stewardship role or caretaking role of this space, because it is not easy.
No.
It is not easy, and I've been doing it for 2.5 years now. It'll be 3 years in February that I've had this space. And yeah, I have been doing it mostly on my own, although I will say I receive a lot of support from the homies and my romantic partner, and luckily our visions align in similar ways there too. So it's alone, but not alone. Like the admin stuff, I do it alone, you know. The event curation part of it, I definitely co-curate and co-create with whoever it is that I'm bringing into the space. And I'm grateful for that, because I don't like to do things alone. I think that we're better together, you know? So everything that I've done to lay the groundwork is so that I can invite more community in to support this cause and to create a constellation of collectives and create bridges amongst all of the different communities the micro communities that exist here in LA. I would say the hardest part of it is those moments where the things that I can't hand off or delegate, like I'm definitely looking to bring on some assistant support or intern support really soon, because it is getting a bit out of hand to manage all the calendar stuff between peer space and the residency program and my own, you know, studio use. And yeah, holding space for folks when they are hoping to go into the more deeper, intimate spaces, it is difficult. And it's worth it, though, because I've stepped into this leadership role and stewardship role, I have made sure to resource myself as much as I want to resource others. And so I've like brought in a personal trainer to, you know, stay physically fit and busy and like increase my mental dexterity, because that's something I let fall to the wayside. And, you know, I have my meditation practices, I journal, I'd give myself my own sound baths. Like, I try to make sure that whatever I'm dishing out, or like even whenever I host an event, like I try to make sure I go get filled up at another event and nourished so that I can continue to bring that. So I try to make sure I'm never pouring from an empty cup. You know, it's always got to be from a place of abundance and overflow, because I don't want that, you know, line to continue of like, okay, I'm pouring my cup into yours and then you're pouring yours out and now we're all empty.
Right.
That's not what I want to see.
Yeah.
No,
very, very cool. Okay, so we thank you for sharing, by the way. So one of my first intros into Kismet was actually through a collab show that you had with Known Studio, and it's probably like maybe our last question, is you did a collaboration with Known Studio. It was really sick. Clobo was there. It was on and popping, all of that. And, you know, obviously it's heavy on collaboration. Do you have any favorite collabs that you've done in the past? And for those listening, can you maybe speak on like anything upcoming that you have in the near future that folks should know about or that you would want folks to know about?
Yes. I would say that was one of my favorite collaborations. I got to open for, I think it was their 1 year anniversary party, and I performed a music set and opened for Clobo, which was epic for me because I'm a huge fan of his music. And yeah, that happened only because I have known Katie for a long time. We tapped in because I wanted to bring my Ignition Artist Residency Showcase to Known Studio and like I said earlier, bridge that gap between micro communities and spaces. So that was really amazing. And we will have another residency art show very soon, most likely in September. And we are now taking applications for our next round of artist residence. So tap in, follow at Kismet Kazemi Studio on all platforms. You can find all of our events and how to collaborate with us and reach out about the residency if you are interested.
Perfect. And then, okay, last one, silly question. If Kismet were a type of bread, what would it be?
Rainbow multigrain. I don't know how that makes sense, but you know, like the focaccia, like floral focaccia people on TikTok, it would be that.
Oh, it's like marbled.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
For sure.
Well, thank you for coming on and speaking. We have a DJ set by DJ Umami.
Yeah.
And come hang out, listen to some tunes, and thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Shout out community, support each other. Love y'all.
Thank you. me that you wanna know. How deep you really wanna go? Savage by force, I soften flow. Need me to take you where you wanna go. I come from Africa, rooted in East. Prowling like panther, pounce to bleed. Blah, blah, can't help myself, not here to please. Fuck, they wanna sink, they teeth in me. Natural, we deepen. They piss, they seething. I know deceivers, and I go done them, come in full velocity. Peace to the man, wanna be this way. Deep is the plan in my DNA. Creep all you want, fill your mouths away. Somebody wanna know today.
Live for tonight, live for tonight.